Grayscale's latest move sketches a post-Coinbase ETF custody map. Crypto Slate reported this morning that Grayscale is again steering custody away from Coinbase on a new ETF product, raising the question of whether Wall Street is quietly building a post-Coinbase custody map for its crypto wrappers. Coming a week after Grayscale named Anchorage Digital Bank as custodian on its Hyperliquid ETF filing, the pattern is starting to look deliberate. Bitcoin traded at $77,828 as of April 27, 2026, down 0.3% on the day, with ETH at $2,322 and SOL at $85.46, according to Live Market Data. The custody story is unfolding against a flat tape and a fear and greed reading of 44, so this is structural plumbing rather than a price catalyst. Why this goes beyond one filing? When Grayscale swapped Coinbase custody for Anchorage on its Hyperliquid ETF filing on April 20th, the most generous reading was that Anchorage's federal trust charter gave a single product a regulatory edge. One filing is a tactical decision. A second product going the same direction starts to look like a policy. The setup matters because Coinbase custody has been the default custodian for the spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETF complex since approval. Most issuers wrote Coinbase into their filings, and that single choice routed roughly the entire institutional ETF custody base through one operator. CryptoSlate's framing this morning, Wall Street building a post-Coinbase custody map, is the first time a mainstream outlet has asked whether that concentration is now actively reversing rather than slowly diversifying. What an issuer gains by moving? The mechanical case for moving custody is straightforward. A federally chartered trust bank like Anchorage sits inside a different regulatory perimeter than a state trust subsidiary of a public exchange. For issuers competing for institutional allocators, that distinction can matter on procurement scorecards, even when the underlying wallets and key management look broadly comparable. There is also concentration risk. Allocators are increasingly asked by their own risk committees how much of an ETF complex's custody depends on a single counterparty. With Coinbase carrying the bulk of that exposure today, issuers who diversify get to answer that question more cleanly than issuers who do not. A third factor is leverage. Custody fees have historically been a quiet but meaningful drag on ETF expense ratios. Issuers willing to credibly route to alternative custodians give themselves a stronger negotiating position with whichever custodian wins the next mandate. The concentration problem the market is pricing. The reason this story has sticking power is that ETF custody concentration has been a known but unaddressed risk since launch. The flows side of the story has been told many times. Bitcoin ETFs absorbed 18,091 BTC in 5 days earlier this month, more than 9 times new Bitcoin supply, and recently extended a 9-day inflow streak with $2.12 on Friday. All of that flow has been settling into a custody base where one provider holds the dominant share. If the answer to that concentration is a wider roster of institutional custodians, Anchorage is the most obvious first beneficiary because of its federal charter. BitGo, Fidelity Digital Assets, and BNY Mellon's digital asset custody platform are the other names that come up most often in issuer pitch decks. Whether any of them takes meaningful share will depend less on technology and more on which of them gets named into the next batch of S1 amendments. What to watch from here? The cleanest signal will not be commentary. It will be filings. If two or more issuers amend existing ETF prospectuses to add or substitute custodians over the next 6 to 8 weeks, the post-Coinbase custody map is real. If Grayscale's moves stay isolated, this is a single issuer optimizing a single relationship. The other thing to watch is whether new ETF categories, especially staking ETFs and altcoin wrappers, default to non-Coinbase custodians from inception. Grayscale stakes 119,400 ETH worth $237 from its trust showed how fast the staking ETF design space is moving. Each new product is another chance for an issuer to make a custody choice that locks in for the life of the wrapper. For everyday crypto users, the read-through is mostly indirect. The custody choices in ETF filings shape which institutional custodians scale and which do not, and that scaling eventually feeds back into the providers behind regulated self-custody options and institutional wallet products that retail-facing services rely on. None of that changes today, but the map being drawn now is the one those products will have to live with.